we didn't see it coming. It's hard to put into words what happened out there today. It went wrong right from the beginning, and we, you know, were given a real lesson by Wasps, with the ball and without the ball.
There was a moment in the first half when you got the gap back down to 10 points and you started to think, was the comeback on? And it was one of those days when the moment you got momentum, it seemed to be taken away from you.
Yeah, well, obviously we didn't defend terribly well today. When you concede 60 points, clearly there's an issue. And every time they get down our end, they came away with a try, and we had to fight very hard for the points that we got, and they defended well. And we're going to have to turn that around.
In the same way, though, as you don't get carried away after big wins here, and I remember you coming in after the Bath game and just keeping everyone's feet on the ground here, presumably the same applies after a defeat like today. You'll keep everyone's feet back on the ground and work through in a measured way how you get back on track next week.
Well, hopefully, but it's difficult to deal with losing at home by 60 points. We're not blind to that. At the same time, this team has had a lot go right over the last 7 months since we won the Premiership, and haven't had too many big setbacks to deal with. This is a big setback, a very big setback, and the important thing is what happens next.
All of the top four lost this week, Mark. The four teams that give up the most players to international duty as well. Is that having any influence at the moment on the way that the Premiership's panning out?
Listen, with this squad that we played with today, had a great result down in Exeter last week and at home to Bath the week before that, so we're not going to use that as an excuse. We know we can do better with this group of players than we did today.
And as you say, it was the same group of players that's done so well for you in recent weeks as well, so I'm sure the panic button's not going to be pressed here.
Well, no, of course not. This is a challenging period, no question about that. And we play against a team on form next week in Gloucester. They've had a couple of great results in the last 2 weeks. None of us saw what happened today happening, and it's important that we put some of the really bad things right.
And just finally, Mark, from what you're saying, I'd imagine you're quite pleased that there is a game in 6 days' time to get it right.
Of course, well, that's just the nature of the season that we're in, and you know, we've shown some real energy and some real resilience in the last couple of performances, and obviously that as a collective wasn't the case today. We came up against a team who were brilliant on the day, but we needed to make them work much harder for their points than we did.